K2PCB test compared.
Audio level is normal.
K2PCB test compared.
N6BX test 1, 2, 3.
Audio level is low.
N6BX test 1, 2, 3.
This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening for any calls.
K2PCB, KC2PET. Good morning, sir. Happy Tuesday.
Okay, we are finally connecting. I didn't realize it's been a long time since I've connected into your node via RF and paid attention to it at least. It's been a long tail after you unkey to where it drops and then the Roger beep pad. Interesting. Yes, obviously I'm in, coming in via RF this morning, so hopefully it's okay. I'm wondering if the antenna that I have on the truck is not the best. I have a couple of different ones. I thought this one was a newer one, but it might not be. I don't know if it makes noises and bounces around. It's got a lot of features in it and a big spring in it, and so I think it really flops around a lot. Anyway, we'll try it out. I can always switch them around. Good morning. I see you got your head back up on it.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty, but it's back up and running. A lot of updating had to do with the original, my backup, what did it have, EchoLink enabled and all that good stuff, so I had to go turn all that on last night, but yeah, it is right, it should be working okay.
Well, so far so good. That seems to be working. I got the connector, I'll say the fuse cap. I'll say it, but it's not really an official fuse cap. But I got that in the mail yesterday, or at least around when it's happened for power. And I get a chance off of data. And yeah, so obviously you must have had to reinstall from an image. Did you then make a new image, an updated image after you got everything updated?
So what antenna are you using? Is it to ensure
I think it's like a 47-48 inch dual band antenna on there, which is interesting because I'm just passing so I'm hearing you directly, that's what it is. Okay, I'm judging my performance getting back in by the quality of your signal, but I'm hearing you directly. I'm not actually hearing you through your node, that's right.
Alright, we're just straight RF. We're not preserved the internet or anything. It's just straight RF.
Yeah, on Saturday I was cruising over to Wegmans, and every couple minutes I would take advantage of your parent mode that you had set up, and that was working well. I think as I got that way, it started to get a bit scratchy, but at least making the trip for work, I should have been fine. And I did a lot of running around this weekend at the Appalachian Festival, and I don't think I got gas all week. I'm going to have to get gas either on my way in today or definitely on my way home this evening. I could probably get it on my way home tonight.
Yeah, man, I thought it was last weekend, wasn't it? I wanted to see what I would take out. What was it, Appalachian? Not that I sure. It was a good time.
Yeah, it was a good time. We've been there many times before. We were on a little bit of a tight schedule. I like to watch the Lakeside Country Cloggers when we're out there, and we did miss them this year. Seems very, what's the word, country folkish. But enjoy watching their performances. And hopefully, you know, trade in the street there. Yeah, but we missed them this year. We did have a good Bloomin' Onion, and I've got some cheddar bread, and a maple cookie. You can clearly tell that participation or enjoyment part of it was mostly food. But we've had a couple other things. Had some table decorations for Thanksgiving. Caroline bought some Bill stuff. She's putting together a basket for a fundraising basket raffle. So she's picking up stuff for that. And then we went off ice cream after. So yeah, a lot of it was not bad. We ended up going to that Chinese over there in Warsaw. We took a ride on the way back.
Yeah, we like going there. I gotta get there putting stuff in my calendar like that so I don't miss those events like that. So I probably got a good time there. We guys, Megan, Evelyn like to go to the Devil's Little Shop, like little knickknacks, like tents and stuff. I don't know, she's like little charms or, you know, little figurine or something that she likes to pick up. So she likes to go to those, look around at those. So, yeah, I got to put some more stuff in my calendar so I remember when those start coming up.
Yeah, I bet they still have you on there, but, yeah, we're probably getting close to approaching the limit. I'm going to guess you're not far on the road right now. I'm coming into the village where it goes from four lanes down to two lanes. And, yeah, you're getting a little scratchy.
Well, I'm just passing town line, and I still have to stay quieting, so he's doing all right.
Yeah, there's no problem. I could definitely keep the conversation going. You're just getting scratched. My reception's maybe not the best. I'll swap out those cards and see how they do at some point. I also might want to make sure or see if I can get a better ground up there to take advantage of that ground thing. For the most part, it's not bad. We've got about a pause here to see if anyone else is doing this this morning. PCB. Yeah, the one thing I was thinking about was Brad was mentioning he took a picture of the DCS on his radio. I was just thinking about it this morning, and maybe I should reply back to him if he doesn't hop in here. After he changes it, is he writing it to memory so that when he turns the radio off, turns it back on, that memory can't retain that DCS?
Yeah, should the radio be going to turn off? Should it still get that, reserve that, at least the last setup that you had on the screen?
I think it's in VFO mode. I would say definitely yes. If you're altering a memory channel, I am not sure about that. Yeah, when I use that radio, it's always pretty much sitting on one frequency. And, I don't recall what its perception was when you change something on the fly.
Yeah, I'm surprised that, well, I don't know if Jeff knows, I just set up an upgrade again, so, here's how this works now. Actually, it sounds better, believe it or not. So, I don't know. Kind of weird. Seems like it's a little bit crisper. I don't know if that just had some signs in there before they left. It also seems to sound better. I don't know why, but anyway. So I'm really curious to see what kind of what that looks like now. You're 13, right? I'll have to go look at that sometime on lunch.
Yeah, I just popped over on the DB switch side, and it sounds a little bit hot. I'm very curious to hear what this sounds like. Maybe at some point here today I'll pop in my headphones and listen to the archive audio from this point so I can hear the difference. 5 or 77 mile radius. Once you get past a certain point, you get the reuse of the frequency. Obviously, with a different PL tone, even Mexico's and whatnot. Like Lancaster shares the frequency of Watertown and those kind of things. But I wasn't too much of that on the fringe. It caused me some pretty low signals coming in, but I'm curious to see what that stuff sounds like. I can always set up that channel to skip and lock it up if I want to.
Yeah, I should program more in mine as well. I don't have probably any. I have just a note. Usually I'm driving. I don't talk on the radio too much. That's more, you know me, public service. I got Easter, Lancaster, you know, all the fire departments in there. So probably should I try to put more ham stuff in there too as well.
On that radio, do you have a true dual VXR where you can be sitting on Lancaster but then scan your full suite of memories on the other VFL?
Yeah, it is. It's got both VFLs. Everything's on both sides. I can, when I get to the Lancaster, I don't know, you might have heard it once in a while. It basically took the harmonic a lot of transmitting. And it leads through one of the Lancaster frequencies and also due to the volume down, but it's really annoying every once in a while. But in the other half of the time, just went in a great while. Something seems to line up just correctly. I just send them in the area and it just creates havoc on the other end of the radio.
Do you run the DCS phone for Lancaster?
No, I'm actually not running DCS phones for Lancaster. I run the wide open.
Is the noise coming through on, actually, what channel are you listening to when you get that noise? So as I say, if it is Lancaster, running their DCS might be helpful there.
I don't think I've found things with the, I don't know if it's just the radio, this one. Running DCS, if it drops, you know, if it's not a very good signal, I mean, it's still readable, but somehow the DCS isn't that great. And it'll drop it, and it'll take it forever to come back. And by turn the DCS off on it, it will, doesn't seem to do that.
Yeah, so now that I'm thinking about it, your courtesy channel, your Raptor beep there, if you're listening to the East Coast Reflector every time it's AMT, your node keeps up again and sends out that tone every time I'm lost, right?
No, it shouldn't do that. It should just drop it. And I heard Brad's in there. Or Brad just gave a shout out. I think he has his DCS off. Well, good morning, Brad. I hear you in there. If you get your tones off, you can keep my note on. I don't think Travis can hear you. I have my receive end open so I can hear him. Yeah, anyway, to answer your question, Travis, yeah, it's pretty well. It won't send any tones through. Let's put the quiet on the East Coast Reflector side of it, or on the All-Star side.
Oh, okay, so it only does that when there's an RF signal. Okay, that makes more sense then. That'd be a little less intrusive. Yeah, if you have contact with Brad there, if you want to remind him or maybe suggest that he writes over that memory channel so it retains it. I think the best way to do it is to put it into VFO mode, set up the channel the way you want it. So your 147.475 with the DCS 023, and then write that to channel, I think I made it channel 0 on that radio. And I got it clear, 6.4, this is KTPCB. I'll catch up with you guys soon.
Okay, sounds good. KTPCB. He probably already checked out. the tone, and then once you get that, write it to memory. So what happens is when you, I think what happens when you turn the radio off, it loses all that. And it should, you know, sugarcane it, but it doesn't. And it will, because I'm not sure I'm not keying up my note now, so. Seems to me that you don't have the tone turned on now. So I'll have the radio reverted back to the original power on setting. Yeah, when I'm done talking to you, if you want to tinker with it, there's no way to tell. There's when you have all set, but you'll hear the, my notes back up running now. And so you should get the, get courtesy tone back. Like I have it, when I unkey, if my note comes back, when you unkey, you don't have it. So it means you don't have the right tone set in yet. But we're programmed in. Yeah, correct. So your note didn't come back to you, but mine will. Yeah, correct. Yeah, no, that's fine. That's fine, you know, it's all fun about learning. Yeah, you learn that, how that radio works and what you do. Once you get familiar with one, I found they're pretty much all similar. So you can, you know, get a lot of DCS phones, you just gotta go, then I find them where they are in the menu. So it's like a new computer. Once you know the ins and outs of Windows, you know, from what's there and that, it shouldn't really be that much of a difference. Yeah, I do have some adjusting to do in my note. I'm listening to it. It does sound pretty hot. I did a quick, I don't know. Oh, yeah, you probably noticed my note went down. I don't know what happened. I did an update, and I didn't watch the whole thing. I was tired. It was late at night, so I figured I'd let it do its thing. And it did its thing, and, but it never, never really had a, some type of kernel crash on it. And it's, I brought it here, and I let Travis look at it. He goes, oh yeah. He goes, you better off just re-imaging it. So, I did that quick last, yesterday. And it didn't take too long. It took about half an hour, and I was able to get it back up and going again. But, yeah, it's weird how sometimes it seems to have issues with updates. Yeah, you're probably talking to him directly. And obviously, if you don't have the right tone in, you can run CCS receive and transmit. I like to run my receiver wide open, which means no tone. I think if I don't, it seems to make this radio perform better. But, yeah, once you get that tone off, that doesn't have any issue, I'll talk to Travis, too. So, yeah, so, if you want that Travis message, that's the 2 years you should get that going today. If you have some time afterward, I can come with you. Yeah, correct. You just gotta enable it, and, doesn't sound like it's enabled, so, yeah, just make sure that's on, and then, yeah, write that to memory, so while you have it set there, and, should be good to go. And then, you know what, then, with that, whatever radio that is, that would be easier to program for you. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Yeah, they all talk the same language. Like I said, DCS to DCS, transmit power, transmit power, you know. Some have a few different options for stuff like, some of them have different modes like HRS. What's another one? We've got, like, if you have, like, a TNCM, they could do packet radio. There's settings for that, you know. Some of them have different options in them, but for the most part, they're generally all the same. Yeah, it's all fun. It's all learning curve. So I'm going to say some things if you forget. I think I get going at that time. You have a good day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. I got some adjusting my notes, sounds like. It sounds rather hot, so I could do some turning down of things, which shouldn't have made any difference, but it seems to be that this one is. I had it set where I had the old note, but yeah, I was listening to it on my AccoLink site. It sounds really hot and choppy, so it sounds like I got to turn the audio down. But you have a good day, Ray. 73 is PC2 PET.